Summit County's current agreement with the Chamber Bureau runs until the end of 2021. But under the deal, the county can give a termination notice of basically a year, 360 days. Chamber Bureau President Bill Malone and Board Chairman Chris Edgerton were on hand. Council Chairman Chris Robinson told them the county would send a letter in a few days, officially giving notice.
We've had some discussions prior to this, but I think what we'd like to do is enter into a process with you of renegotiating this and, you know, looking under the hood and trying to understand each other better.
Malone told us that the TRT arrangement has been in place as long as he can remember. The distribution deal was approved yearly but became a long-term contract in 2011. A report from the county's chief civil attorney, Dave Thomas, noted that TRT revenues have grown in recent years. In 2011, the transient room taxes produced a total of about $5 million, with over $4.5 million going to the chamber. Currently, the yearly total is over $8.6 million, and by 2021, it will be over $10 million. Thomas explained what the monies can be used for.
We've mostly used them through the chamber for tourism promotion. I think one of the questions the council had is it possible to use it for more than that? And I think the answer has been yes. A third of the proceeds each year could be used toward capital infrastructure and not just convention facility type things, but also sports and recreational facilities.
Malone said he didn't have much comment at this point.
We look forward to sitting down and coming to collaboration that we can both come away with feeling good about moving forward.
Councilmember Kim Carson said she also wanted to clarify why they're bringing up the topic.
Although we want to take a look at this agreement, we really appreciate everything that the chamber does for the community and particularly for our business community. And I think that needs to be recognized.
No, thank you. We didn't think we did anything wrong.
No.
We were getting called to the principal's office.
No, you're doing really, really, really well.
It's just time for review.
Malone said the increase in TRT revenues in recent years reflects an increase in room rates. In response to a council question, he said the level of TRT funds are usually driven by two factors: the snow and the market.
And when they're both going in the right direction, it's a really good winter. Bad snow years do have an effect, and bad snow years do have an effect in the subsequent years.
Right.
After that, in terms of a lack of snow hangover that sometimes we can experience. So we saw it during the recession. We saw the prices drop dramatically over that period of time. We saw that the transient room tax collections went down significantly and then bounce back afterwards. It seems as though snow has somewhat of a similar effect as the economy does.
Park City Chamber Bureau Director Bill Malone. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.